Hi, Santa Rosa County. I'm your District 2 and Board of County Commissioners Chair, Kerry Smith. It is my privilege to bring you the 2024 State of the County Address.
Over the past year, we've made great strides in improving the lives of our residents, advancing infrastructure, and fostering economic growth.
Yeah, the State of the County Address, something that you heard there, Kerry Smith, who is the chairman. They put this out last week, and I thought, you know, we don't do enough of the, like, what's happened in the last year. It's real easy to talk about what's happened in the last week or what's going on right now, but sometimes we don't think back about things that have been accomplished over the course of time. Brad Baker, who's the Santa Rosa County Administrator, whenever there's a Monday meeting, what there was yesterday, we like to have him on Tuesday. Brad, welcome back to the show, sir.
Hey, good morning, Andrew. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. And first thing, I'm going to brag on you for a second, although I'm sort of bragging on the board a little bit too. But yesterday's meeting was, oh my God, the most boring thing ever. And that's a compliment.
Hey, we appreciate that.
It's no Milton, thank God. And, you know, there have been times in the past when the meetings were not super boring and not necessarily good all at the same time. So well done. You know, there was not a single sound clip that I felt the need to grab from the meeting yesterday because it was, you know, no controversy almost at all. But I did want to give you a chance, you know, and so administering over a time of peace and prosperity and contentment is like it's hard to get used to. But let's talk a little bit about the things that have been done in the county over the last year. When you look back over this last year, which you've been the administrator for a little more than a year.
Yeah, it's been an exciting year. I think some of the things that Kerry hit, nailed it on the head with our State of the Union kind of speech there that he gave. But some of the things that I mean, starting on the Var Beach, we just finished our renourishment project. So, mm-hmm. You know, that not only extends the amount of beach that we have, but it really helps stabilize that barrier island out there. And that's big for our tourism, big for the people who live out there. And then, you know, we've expanded a lot of our recreational opportunities. We have our pickleball courts up and running, which seem to be a very big hit. We have those at the bar and at the para complex now. We've made progress on the Woodbine Road. At least the southern end of that, and we had a couple of delays in that, but we should be seeing that wrapping up in the near future. Our economic development is just thriving, you know, whether it's Buffalo Rock, Hershey's, Damien's. We have the big project coming with Leonardo. They're getting really close to their phase one of that project and talking about future phases coming here.
That's at Whiting Field for those who aren't. Yeah, that's a huge project up at Whiting, right?
Yeah, that Whiting Aviation Park is big, and we've got some interest from other companies. I mean, that's a unique opportunity that started back with Commissioner Salter years ago, working that out with the Navy and DOD, being able to utilize that runway for some limited flights in. You know, just a lot of exciting stuff. A lot of challenges still ahead. I mean, with our legislative delegation talking about additional property tax exemptions and really limiting our ability to have revenue sources is a challenge when you have all these infrastructure projects and you're trying to move Santa Rosa County forward. And so lots of challenges ahead, but a lot of good stuff accomplished in the last year as well.
Yeah, it's kind of, I mean, it is. It's just nice to look back over what's been done, you know, and notice a, you know, handful or significant number of the wins that have taken place, and they are. So I congratulate you on that. And also on the, you know, year or so roughly, I think, as a county administrator. One of the things I wanted to talk with you about is not a news item per se, but it's just something that I really care a lot about. I hate chain link fences. Like, just in general, they're so ugly. But I especially hate them when I see them around retention ponds, stormwater ponds. And it's something that I probably wouldn't have thought much about, except because my wife and I go bike riding all the time. We are recently, you know, for the last, almost probably a year or more, we've been biking in Baldwin County, you know, Orange Beach and Foley and that area in Alberta. And they don't have them. Their retention ponds, their stormwater ponds, there are a handful of exceptions. But for the most part, they don't have them. And I want to talk with you about that a little bit because, you know, Escambia and Santa Rosa do. And I'm trying to fix that problem. We've got Brad Baker on the line. Brad, hang on for just a second. Let's get a quick traffic report from John Pickens. John?
That's right. No accidents to report to you right now. Looks like I-10, I-110 are flowing smoothly. Just small delay on 98 just east of Navarre Beach Bridge through that construction zone. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the 5.
Thanks so much, John. Back to Brad Baker, Santa Rosa County Administrator. Okay, Brad, now I know you don't make policy, you just enforce policy. Okay, so this is really, I'm talking to you even though to the county commissioners, but you're the one I have in front of me. I think these chain link fences look ugly, they dilapidate quickly, and they rob us of an amenity, which is, you know, beautiful looking ponds. And when I'm in Baldwin County, particularly, the ponds are decorative, they have fountains. If they don't have fountains, they at least look nice. The communities look better, period, whereas the chain link fences always make the communities look trashier and worse. So why do we have chain link fence requirements? And maybe just start by, like, is it even on all retention ponds, or is it only on some private? What is the rule right now in Santa Rosa?
Yeah, so the rule for Santa Rosa County is that if you have a public pond, that it must have a chain link fence around it. We don't have that requirement if it's private. But I will tell you, I just passed one here at Dogwood and Berry Hill. It's a very deep pond. It's really big slope to get to it. It's a wet pond. There's water in it all the time. I would say in the early 90s, and I can't remember when, it was back when I was, you know, in the public safety arena. I was actually on an ambulance, and we had a young kid drowned in a pond. Mm-hmm. And it was, I believe it was actually fenced, but it had a gap in it, et cetera. And that really, it's a public safety issue when you have, especially you have a wet pond, you have big slopes in it. And so that's kind of the public safety concern of that you're trying to deter small children, especially from going into that pond, and, you know, they get away from their parents and then we have a drowning. I do think there has been a lot of discussion amongst our citizens, talking with me about what does that look like. You know, we have that LDC task force. I don't know that that's going to be what, and, I mean, we are talking stormwater, and that would fall into that that section of the land development code. But I think that's the main challenge, is just how do you balance that public safety? I have seen a lot that you're talking about. They're aesthetically pleasing. You have a walking trail around it, some benches around it. I think if you could get the slope right to where it's a gradual walk into that pond, I do think there would be some, you know, potentially interest in our county and looking at something like that. We were actually working on a project in Holly by the Sea, and we had discussions with their team that had approached us about a hazard mitigation project in there to consider that an aesthetically pleasing pond with a walking trail and benches, et cetera, yeah, like you were discussing.
And I know, you know, in Escambia County, there's like the Dreamland Skate on Olive has right behind there is a very big retention pond with a track around it and a bench and a tree, and it's a beautiful facility, and it does not have a chain link fence, which is, I mean, it's wonderful. Yeah, and certainly I understand that's been the argument, is that, you know, it's a safety factor. I just feel like, you know, we are a water-based community. We have rivers and lakes and ponds all over the place, and we're not going to put chain link fences up around the Sound and on the beach and around the Blackwater River, and rightly so. You know, I obviously hate to see when somebody gets hurt, or certainly, God forbid, a child dies, but that to me is ultimately the parent's responsibility, is to not let their, you know, their children run around. I'm with you on the slope. I can see that some slopes would be a little bit more dangerous than others. It's so stark. It is so stark when you drive around Santa Rosa and Escambia County and it just looks so bad, and you drive around Baldwin County and it looks so good. By comparison, you know, it's such a night and day kind of contrast. So, but you say there's been, you know, maybe the LDC task force might look at this, and there's some interest among the citizens, and, you know, has county commissioners, and obviously, you know, you talk with them all the time. Have they expressed an interest to you, or even a curiosity about that question?
I've had a couple that at least would like to consider it and look at some of the challenges of implementing that and what it would look like if we changed it. And I think there's a lot more discussion to be had. I will tell you another thing that we talk about pet peeves. One of mine is putting a huge holding pond on a prime piece of property on road frontage. Why don't we put the pond a little further off? So you'll see that in the Woodbine road widening there at Highway 90 in Woodbine. The pond is going to be on the back of the parcel, thus allowing a prime commercial spot there. I mean, but other spots could be residential. I look along the state highways, and we have these huge holding ponds, and they're eating up our prime real estate, where if they were in the back of the property, then the eyesore of the chain link fence, you wouldn't have come to your attention.
Right. And I agree with you in terms of, you know, making the right kind of property more usable. And I actually think a lot of these subdivisions that we bike through, it's kind of funny. If you call it a stormwater, you know, retention pond, you kind of have one picture of what it should be. If you call it a community lake, you know, you have a different picture of what it should be. Yeah. And that's what a lot of them have is like,
you call it an amenity, it looks different.
Right, right. It, you know, you don't have to have a gated community when you have lakes out front and then it's beautiful and fountains. I mean, like, it just is amazing the difference in if you think about it as a plus instead of as a have to, you know, because they all are doing the same thing. Even in the middle of communities where you have backyards that go down to these practically dry canals that are obviously retention ponds and or, you know, movement of water facilities. It's a different mindset over there. And that's why I was kind of wanted to ask you about it. Well, Brad, I appreciate the time and, you know, kind of an extended discussion of what I think is an interesting issue. And obviously I want everything to be functional and beautiful and, you know, wonderful. And I know you do too. Brad, thanks so much for the time, what you do with the county. I appreciate it. Brad Baker, Santa Rosa County Administrator, sir. We'll talk to you again soon.
All right. Thank you. Take care.